Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Very pleased, folks, to have back with me my next guest. He is truly a legend in California for his actions to undo something that was terribly destructive to the state of California. And I'm talking about affirmative action. He is a former regent at the University of California and founder and chairman of the American Civil Rights Institute, a national nonprofit organization in opposition to racial and gender preferences, and president of Californians for Equal Rights. I want to welcome to the program Ward Connerly. Ward, welcome. So nice to have you back. Thanks for being here.
It's always great to be in your presence, Pastor Greg.
Well, Ward, we have a big race happening out in California, and we got some very good news. You and I were talking about that when you were on last Monday. About the entrance of Larry Elder into that race, and obviously that you know makes it even I believe more likely that that we would see the second recall that I'm aware of, in at least in my lifetime in California's history. The first one, of course, being Gray Davis and replacing him with Arnold Schwarzenegger, but there's this big recall taking place of Gavin Newsom. Can you talk to us about, you know, the current state of that and your thoughts on Larry Elder entering the race?
Pastor Greg, as I know you know, California is a great state. It is known for its entrepreneurs in technology and the like. Californians are largely independent thinkers, libertarians. But over the years, California has gone astray. And We have one party rule in the state. That party is the Democrat Party. That party has brought policies that are inconsistent, I would suggest, to what most most Californians have learned to believe and do believe now. And many of us departed California. I left something that is not well known, but I left California in 2017, moved to Idaho, the Liberty State, because I just wasn't comfortable with all the diversity blather that was going on around the issue of race in California. I did that despite the fact that I was a person of some standing in this state, and no one likes to leave a state that they have established a presence in, but I did that. And I stayed in Idaho for 3 years, returned on May 13th, 2020, because I am a policy fighter, not a quitter. And that reality dawned on me. Now, my experience is one that is being shared by many people in the middle class of California who simply can't stomach the policies that they believe are leading to an increase in crime, uncontrollable taxes, illegal immigration to the point that we're taking in so much money from California citizens that we're able to refund a significant stimulus payment to illegals. And the people, because of political correctness, have sort of looked the other way. They have left or looked the other way. And we thought that, a handful of us thought, something needs to be done. So about three of us individually went to Gray Elder, a prominent talk radio host, an attorney, a businessman, someone who enjoys high visibility in this state, enormously popular, well studied on the issue, conservative, and we asked him to run for governor in an election, recall election, that ballots were at that time, or petitions were being ready to turn in. He was extremely hesitant. More than that, he said no. And we persisted, made the case for why he should. He said that he loved this state, and I said, well, if you love the state, you would want to save it, because you certainly understand what it's like beneath the surface. Finally, Larry relented, declared his candidacy as a recall for governor candidate, and almost instantly out of the box, the Secretary of State denied him admission to the race by saying she would not put his name on the ballot. She used the rationale that he had not properly redacted or sufficiently redacted his income tax returns. In this state, to run for governor in a primary election, you are required to turn in 5 years of tax returns but you're allowed to redact them. She kept him off the ballot. He went to court last week, and the court, the Superior Court of California, told the Secretary of State, put him on. You have no right to do what you've done. The law that you use doesn't even apply to a recall election. So here we stand, and the case needs to be made to the people of this state as to why we want to make a change. Currently, we're upside down on that question, with about 49% saying make no change, 43% saying let's make a change, the others are undecided. But among those, the 46 or so that have declared to be candidates in the recall, Larry outpaces his major contenders by double digits. And that augurs well for him, because it suggests that once he mounts the campaign, Larry Elder can be our governor. Now, why is this so important? I've mentioned some of the reasons that are there, but the primary reason, I would submit, is that the guardrails of our society have been removed over the years. There are no beliefs that we hold dear. You know, laws can come and go, but in the final analysis, there has to be a measure of what we know to be right and wrong. You can't make people do things that are not in their heart to do. You can tell them to do it, and they might comply. But they don't necessarily believe it, and as a result, they find ways to get around it. Example, in the middle of the day, there are people who walked into Neiman Marcus, a high-end store, stole fashion purses and wallets,
mm-hmm.
and started fencing them, selling them. Why would they do that? Well, because California politicians, largely Democrats, had said that anything under $1,000 will not be prosecuted. Criminals are also pretty enterprising people, and they were able to interpret that as a license to steal. Who visited that policy upon us? Democrats.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid being partisan. But if something is staring you in the face, and you ignore it, you're not being prudent.
What?
And so, Pastor Greg, that is where we stand. Mm-hmm. And we have to mount a campaign to make the case.
Well, and their justification was an attempt to try to maintain control of Black Californians' votes by attempting to make the case that it was a racist policy to put people in jail for stealing anything under $1,000.
Yep, that was their rationale.
That was what they said. They and so I mean, to reverse that kind of thought process, they're actually saying that they believe that black Californians are prone to steal. That's what they're saying.
They are. That's what they're saying.
We don't believe that.
No, we don't.
You know what? Wait. Go ahead.
This should not be a new experience for us. If you recall the days when New York was having such troubles, and it is once again, Mayor Giuliani said, let's go with the blue thing first. And he started dealing with graffiti and things like that. Because he said little things lead to big things. And he turned New York around with that mindset. There is a difference between Democrats and Republicans. And I hope your audience understands that I'm not being partisan. I'm just manifesting the truth as I see it. There's a difference between us along policy grounds. Republicans, we don't believe that black people can't be made to live by the laws that we adopt. We don't believe that black people cannot take an SAT and pass it competitively. We believe to the contrary as Republicans. And our set of policies have demonstrated themselves, in my view, to be the best path for our society. And therein lies our major problem that Larry has to bring to the front in this state.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our special guest, Ward Connerly, is with us. We're going to surprise you, with a poll, a survey of black Americans regarding whether or not they do or do not want the defunding of police. We'll talk about that as we come back here on Chosen Generation Radio. Policies that are destroying not just America, but California in particular. We'll talk about more of those and how Larry Elder is going to stop them. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Ward Connerly. Reading from an article in the Washington Examiner, by Kaylee McGee White, and this is what Kaylee writes. When asked about the police presence in their community, 61% of Black Americans said they want policing to remain the same, according to a new Gallup poll, even though they tend to have more frequent interactions with the police than do white Americans. Indeed, 79% of those who have had an interaction with the police in the past year said they want the police to spend more or the same amount of time in their neighborhood, the poll has found. Ward, does that surprise you in any way?
No, Pastor Greg, it does not. I have maintained consistently since I became a conscious person that if you treat me the same as everybody else, I will be all right. I'm not going to be kept out of society. I was born in 1939 in Louisiana with a C on my birth certificate. That wasn't for Connerly or the children's ward. That was for colored. And Jim Crow was the parameter in which that occurred in our nation. And at the end of Jim Crow, the question that was pregnant upon the nation, which was asked by a couple of members of the Congress, what are we going to do with the Negro? John F. Kennedy, to his credit, said, treat him like everybody else. Race has no place in American life or law. That's what Kennedy said. Race has no place in American life or law. After his assassination, Dr. King and others prevailed upon President Johnson, his successor, go in a different direction. The Great Society was the result. Executive Order 11246, which implemented a greatly increased form of affirmative action, was the result. We are now a generation, two generations, in fact, later. And we're still sort of dealing with this question of what are we going to do with the Negro, the colored man, the African American, the Black? Call us what you will. That is still the question. And it's manifesting itself in the law enforcement area. as we saw with George Floyd.
Well, it certainly seems as though, you know, this message, folks, is a message designed, not what you're saying, Ward, but what the woke left wants us to believe, the CRT, all of this, the 1619 Project. It's all designed to divide us. And as a minister, let me just say, look, we are all sons and daughters that descend originally from Adam and Eve. And we all have one Savior. We have one sin nature that needs to be addressed, and one Savior that saves us all, and His name is Jesus Christ.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want Him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want Him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love His creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into His rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.